You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Hi, welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy, and I am so excited to be here with you on this amazing day. And my intention for this show is to bring you helpful content and true stories of those who have been there and done that, so that you can hear directly from those who have taken the big leap into the meaningful work they love. I often find those who have done this have a wealth of information to share with us, like my amazing guest, Nancy Jutton. I had the good fortune to meet Nancy in person and be part of her Bye Bye Boring Bio teleclass. If you want to be in the presence of someone who gives amazing content and who is absolutely a champion for others, then you want to participate with Nancy. The amazing thing is she is absolutely authentic in how she champions others. And Nancy is the business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor who shows successful female business owners and emerging business experts how to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. Nancy created the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop to guide those serious about earning expert status to prepare and share their stories so they can get known to get paid. Nancy is on a mission to guide a million business experts in English-speaking nations around the world to tell their best stories now. Her expertise has been showcased in hundreds of prestigious media outlets, including Bloomberg Business Week, Fox News, and the American City Business Journals, just to name a few. She regularly contributes her sassy sound bites to scores and scores of radio broadcasts, worldwide webinars, and live stages from Seattle to Colorado to California to right here in the land of enchantment, New Mexico. Known as a word wizard who helps people make their points with pizzazz, Nancy's clients described her as all of the help and none of the hype and self-esteem in a can. She sprays it. And fabulous things about you are in the air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional. Just like that. Let the healing of boring bios begin, because the bio doc is in. Join with me in giving Nancy Jutton a warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so glad we had that chance meeting in Vancouver where we could connect and discover that we could really help each other and our communities by bringing this information to more people. Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet, and I'm so excited that you've agreed to do this show, because I think you have so much to offer the audience for this particular show. And what I'd love if you could start out by sharing your story as to how you took your own big leap into this amazing work that you do.
Well, I'd be delighted, and it's just sort of humble beginnings. You know, before I became the bio expert and the get known to get paid success mentor, I used to own a full service PR agency where I was like the Wizard of Oz standing behind all these powerful people, moving my arms and legs about, making them look really big in the media. And I was really good at it and I really enjoyed it. But then there was this thing called the Great Recession that happened right around 2008. And it seemed that overnight, all of my clients just pulled away from their annual contracts because they were holding on for dear life to survive themselves. And I thought to myself, how am I going to navigate this new economy and be relevant in this new age to be of service to people who needed me at the right time and were absolutely motivated to say yes? So I was inspired to create a book to help people say who they are and why they're cool so more people would hire them, because that seemed to be a problem that needed an immediate solution that I was uniquely qualified to provide. So it actually happened that a girlfriend of mine, I was going to be leading a publicity workshop in Portland, and I was telling her how the business had kind of fallen apart in a heartbeat, and she said, well, what are you going to do about it? And I said, well, what did you have in mind? And she said, I dare you to write a book about better bios and have it ready in time for this workshop. I said, are you challenging me? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, I'll take the challenge. And so I created this book, took it with me, and it turned out being the best part of the workshop. And people said, this is exactly what I need at the right time. It's a beautiful book, and it's exactly helping me to solve the problem. Thank you so much. And so I started selling it on my website, and all of a sudden it was like I struck gold. This silly little book that I created that was created on a dare ended up helping me bring home the bacon at the precise time that I needed to bring it home. Powerful stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I love stories like that, especially on a dare. How awesome is that? And here you are. Well, can you tell us, what is the link between bio and the bank account?
Well, am I right in guessing that some of your listeners are trying to make the big leap between their corporate lives and their entrepreneurial ventures?
Absolutely.
Okay. So people who have regular jobs are used to getting two paychecks a month and full benefits and a couple of weeks of vacation and whatever lovely benefits that they get, and it's a really wonderful thing. But when you hang out your shingle to do business across Main Street USA or Main Street Europe USA or wherever you are, you don't have a built-in set of clients. And so when you're reading when I read people's bios, if people don't have clarity around who they serve, what transformation they bring about, and the value that's packed within, and they blow off their bio to say everything they've ever done in their life that has nothing to do with the result for a client, I can immediately diagnose that that person has no clients and probably has a bank account that's going lacking. It is an amazing thing what you can learn about someone by reading a few lines of text. You can find out how focused they are on serving their ideal client and creating an amazing transformation, or you can find out that it all started in a little log cabin in Minnesota and they never really made much happen since then. And you're either running towards it or running away from it. So a client-attracting bio is one that packs a punch in terms of identifying the results that you bring about, so people will actually want to lean in and say, tell me more. If you don't have one like that, chances are you don't have a lot of money in the bank either.
What a great explanation and so vivid. I appreciate that. And tell our listeners what qualifies you to talk about this.
Well, what qualifies me to talk about this is not only am I an accomplished publicist who has stood behind powerful people to help beat the drum so they can get known and get paid in really big ways, but I have over the last 7 years guided hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world to create bios that actually invite them the opportunities that they're seeking. And I get added to people's Christmas card lists, you know, with gratitude. Nancy, your bio workshop and your book was the thing that made the difference for me getting the gig or not. I'm so grateful. So when you see so many bios, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bios, and you turn them around into client-attracting magnets, this is the muscle in my being that gets the most exercise. I'm in the best shape to do it, and I'm incredibly well-qualified based on my publicity background to know what works and what doesn't and what will be remembered. You know that piece that you read in my bio about... My client said that, and it's been said to me again and again and again, and I can't think of any more powerful proof.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I love it. Yeah, that's true. It's very true. Well, and then what are the three biggest blunders that business owners make that stop clients from hiring them?
Oh, I'm going to count these down David Letterman style. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
The third biggest blunder that even smart business owners make that stand in the way of clients' cash and credibility is what I call TMI, too much irrelevant information. Too much irrelevant information. This is where you say everything that you've ever done in your life, but you forget to make it relevant and congruent to the service that you're now providing. Why does this matter? Well, it matters because if people aren't able to tune into their own radio station first to know what's in it for them, they're gone before they've even started. You know, it might be helpful for me to share an example.
Absolutely.
Here's an example of too much information. Truth is truly stranger than fiction. Would you buy from this person? Really? This is how she starts with her about me. My life has been full of adventures, and I'm so pleased to be sharing my new adventure with you. Born in Vancouver, I graduated from the British Columbia Institute of Technology in the field of biomedical engineering. After stumbling and bumbling around, I made it my mission to learn from the best in their fields of expertise. So I'm asking you, Marty, do you know what this person does?
No.
And does she have a result specified in there that makes you say, wow, that's exactly what I need, what I want, I can't wait to call her?
No.
And the worst part about it is she says, after stumbling and bumbling around, I made it my mission to learn from the best, but we still don't know what it is that she does. And if
right.
she's been stumbling and bumbling around, why would I want to trust my hard-earned cash in a solution provider that has been making a pattern of stumbling and bumbling instead of pursuing
right.
mastery.
Right?
This is a very good point. It's crazy. But here's the thing. This was a wonderful person, highly skilled. And as I went digging around, I found out she was actually quite remarkable. So let me share the after version. Leading internet entrepreneurs from across the nation rely upon Andrea to handle the behind-the-scenes details of new product launches so they can stay in their genius, knowing that every detail is being handled in a world-class way. A results-focused energizer bunny on steroids, Andrea is a virtual assistant who can be your secret weapon to rock the internet and your balance sheet.
Wow.
It's the same person.
Big difference.
So the first one is TMI, too much irrelevant information, and the second one is just the right amount of the right information that has you, the reader, knowing that you want what she's got and you can't wait to buy it.
Yes.
Powerful, don't you think?
Very powerful.
So why is the right information so crucial for client attraction? Because if you know who your ideal client is and you say who your big result is and you don't suffer from eye disease and you make it all about them, they know that you're tuning into what it is that they need, and they can't wait to hear the rest. But if you lead with all about you and you leave them to the cutting room floor, everyone is lonely. And it's a shame.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense, absolutely.
So shall we talk about bio blender number two?
Yes, please.
This is what I call author, speaker, coach, you lose disease. I hear this all the time. What do you do? I'm an author, speaker, coach. If you Google the term author, speaker, coach, chances are that tens of thousands of search results will return, and the likelihood of you being number one is pretty remote. Author, speaker, coach is you wearing a lot of hats and trying to see which spaghetti is going to stick on the wall in hopes that someone will hire you. So what I like to say is, let's not commoditize your expertise. Let's declare your major to be major. What if you're the world's leading business bio expert in North America? What if you're the leading master trainer to virtual trainers around the world? But author, speaker, coach, snooze, you lose. There's nothing. Why does this matter? There's nothing memorable about it. There's nothing compelling about it. There's nothing remarkable about it. And I don't know what results you're excited about. Author, speaker, coach, I wear a lot of hats, but did I make any magic happen? You were very nonsensical, right? So
yes.
What I like, you know, I say blah, blah, blah doesn't deliver to the goods. It's like blah, blah, blah is just like wasted space.
Right.
Author, speaker, coach. And, you know, I love better groceries. I've always loved better groceries. And what I say is, if you're going to bake a delicious, fantastic cake, you go to the grocery store and you buy milk, flour, and eggs. Milk, flour, and eggs all by themselves are pretty unremarkable. But when you brew them together in a fabulous elixir and add your secret sauce to it, you're creating a fabulous cake. So author, speaker, coach is like the ingredients that you have in your cake batter, but it isn't what ultimately you deliver for your client, right?
That's a fabulous analogy. Yeah.
Thanks. So how can you apply this? You can ask your clients to speak their truth about their experience of you and what happened because of you. You can read and reflect on the best testimonials you've ever received to find out what clients truly found value in, because you can go mining for gold in the message, actually from the words and the mouths of the clients who have worked with you. Nancy helps you make your point with pizzazz. I didn't say that. My client said that.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's struggling to find the right words, who are they going to call? They're not going to call Ghostbusters. Hopefully they're going to call me. Right?
I hope so. They might get slimed if they call Ghostbusters.
Well, you know, this is what I do every day, so I try to make fun of it, but it's serious
right.
business, you know?
Yeah.
It's serious business because if it's a lonely thing. You know, those of us who find the courage to leave corporate life to hang out our shingle and make a go of it as independent solo business owners or whatever kind of business we're going to run, if people are not coming calling, that should tell you something.
Mm.
It should tell you that whatever they found when they got to your site wasn't compelling enough for them to want to pick up the phone. And it could mean that you didn't make it easy for them to take the action that you most wanted them to take. I just was speaking with someone earlier today who asked me to review her bio. I call it a bio booster shot. She said, can I, you know, get a bio booster shot? And so I said, let me take a look at what you got. And at the end of her bio, she had 5 links of places where I could go to learn more. Well, most people aren't going to go to 5 places. They want to go to 1 place. So that should be one clue. But the other thing is, because I was really going deep with this person, I went to all 5 links, and I found a different story everywhere I landed, and a couple of the links did not even work.
Mm.
So if I was a customer, a potential customer, and I had that experience, I would just click away and say next. She gave me too many choices. Not all the choices were functional, and every place I landed told me a different story. It was incongruent and not relevant, and I didn't have confidence, so I wouldn't buy. And I am inviting everyone to think about what is the number one thing you want your reader to do. If you want to attract clients, you need to say something like, apply for a discovery session today to find out how we can help you get to the promised land. Let me make it easy for you. Click here. But if you're saying, you know, fill out my information sheet and give me War and Peace and I don't...
Go on with the wind. Yeah.
So, you know.
And they'll be gone with the wind.
Well, and that's what I mean. One of my best friends and clients once said, her name was Alice Cunningham. She said, make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer.
Ooh,
if you make it too complicated, people won't do it. And so So that's that. So the number one, the third biggest blunder is too much irrelevant information. The second biggest blunder is what I call author, speaker, coach, you lose disease and failure to declare your major to be major. And I think the number one bio blunder people make is what I call story snooze. Story snooze. Why did you know story snooze? Are you sawing logs yet? Why does this matter? Why does it matter? Your clients, meeting planners, the media, joint venture partners, what they're looking for are proven experts, and they will pay a premium for the privilege to work with you, take your calls, and lift you up as they climb, provided they are satisfied that you've got the juice to take them there. There are folks that, Guy Fieri, self-proclaimed mayor of Flavortown, Dan Savage, America's leading sex advice columnist. Fran Bigelow is America's favorite chocolatier. If you know you need some of that, at least you know who these people are. And they've had some fun with the handle they give themselves. So I want you to think about, I was talking to someone earlier today and she just had her name on her bio, but she didn't say who she was. Total lost opportunity. If you're Guy Fieri, self-proclaimed mayor of Flavortown, at least you're grinning and thinking, what's for dinner?
Right.
I am the business bio expert and get known to get paid success mentor. That's my handle. What's your handle? Everyone should have a handle. And remember that one size story doesn't suit all situations. If you're looking for a client, they want to know what you deliver for the client and how they can play with you and what kind of results happen so they can say, yes, please let me work with you. But if you want a speaking gig, they want to know what you talk about and how the audience is going to benefit, and they're going to want to know what other meeting planners say about what a pleasure you are to work with in every way and how you leave your green room attitude back in, Missouri where you came from. That you're totally of service.
Yeah.
So you have to remember who you're reaching and what you're trying to accomplish, because if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And if it's boring, well, how you do anything is how you do everything, and nobody, unless you're a CPA maybe, or, what is it? Someone said investing should be like watching paint dry. If you're getting an adrenaline rush, you're doing something wrong.
Yes. My husband knows that intimately.
So story snooze is when you read it and you just think there's nothing about it that's memorable, remarkable, or repeatable, and you don't feel the least bit compelled to pick up the phone, make a referral, or champion that person. The opposite of that is the ideal outcome that you want.
What fabulous information, Nancy. I'm so excited to have you here. And it all makes so much sense, and I love it. Bye-bye, boring bio. Exactly. So where can we go to get a gift to make our bios better right now?
I am so glad you asked me that. If you visit, I have a book that's been downloaded almost 10,000 times since November 1st of 2013. That should tell you something. It's called Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now. There, my friend, is a results-based title. What is going to happen? You're going to heal your boring bio, and what's the outcome? Because you're going to attract clients and cash now. Either you want it or you don't. Either way, it's good because you're attracted to go get it if it's a fit for what you need, and you're repelled not to get it because you've already got it nailed. But since we're on this interview, hopefully there are people that want that. So where can they go to get it?
Yes.
www.authenticvisibility.com/Marty. And I'm going to spell that so there is no mistake. It's www.authenticvisibility.com bili.com/Marty, because that's your name, M-A-R-T-I. And you can go there now and download this, or go there now if you're listening to the replay and download this, and just revel in the quality education that's packed within and the before and after bio examples that will inspire you to make your story more client attracting right this very minute, because I cross paths with you and your career is about to just totally explode. That would be my fondest wish, that you will go get this and you will share it with 5 people you know who need it also.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Thanks for that gift, Nancy. And then to our listeners, as she said, this link is included in the text portion of this show format. And if you have any questions about the link, feel free to email me at info@martymurphy.com. And that's info@marty, M-A-R-T-I, M-U-R-P-H-Y.com. And I will happily send you the link on Nancy's behalf. And then, Nancy, how can listeners participate in the next session of the worldwide virtual Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop, which takes place September 17th.
I am so excited about this class. It's virtual, so wherever you are in the world, you can participate. You can just visit www.byebyeboringbio.com, and you'll land on the page that will tell you about the Bye Bye Boring Bio Intensive, the Magic Message Lab, and the Bio Wow What Now calls that are coming up very shortly, plus access to the private Facebook group where you can engage with me. And by the way, the first 10 people to enroll will get a private bio booster shot with yours truly to take your best effort draft and kick it to the finish line to be client attracting on steroids. So if that lands for you, I hope you will say yes and just go to byebyeboringbio.com. It's probably the best thing you can do if you're just hanging out your shingle after leaving corporate America, because you want to get those clients. You want to take the leap. You got to get your story right so people will lean in and say, I want you right away. When can we start? I will be glad to show you the way.
Oh, and Nancy, I love it. There's all the pizzazz. Everyone talks about it. It is so awesome. And I can tell the audience, as I said personally, Nancy is truly a champion for people. Having the good fortune just to sit and chat with her, it's like you can just tell she's championing you on. It's so awesome. And thank you so much for being here, Nancy. It has been so informative. And as I said, Nancy puts her heart and soul into the work, and she delivers high-quality content. So please take part in her incredible offer and join her for the worldwide virtual Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop on September 17th. Pick up her free gift. You will not be disappointed. Thanks again, Nancy.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And as I always like to say, it's your story. Tell it well. Start today. The rewards are within your reach. It's just a matter of taking action. Marty, you're a doll. So glad to have been on the show.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Take good care.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to martymurphy.com and download career coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.